Son of David. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Matthew 21:9. Palm Sunday. It's the day that begins Holy Week. As a child, I remember walking down the aisle of the church, placing palm branches on the ground as a symbol of what the day meant and what was to come. Though it seemed like a simple act that morning, it really brought the story to life for me. I remember the smiles of the congregation and the sense of thanksgiving for this special day and tradition. When Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, he instructed two of them to retrieve a donkey for him to ride into the city. This was to fulfill Isaiah's ancient prophecy about the Messiah. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Zechariah 9:9. Jesus' humble entry into Jerusalem on a donkey began his journey to the cross and victory for us all. Large crowds laid down their cloaks and cut palm branches on the road, lining the path for Jesus. Voices shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Why did they call Jesus the Son of David? Isaiah 9 says that the Messiah will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The Old Testament prophet Jeremiah said that the days were coming when God would raise up for David a righteous branch, a king, who would be called the Lord our righteous Savior. Jeremiah 23:5-6. The first sentence of the Gospel of Matthew calls Jesus the Son of David and gives his full lineage. It's amazing how many prophecies and stories from the Old Testament all connect to this truth, that Jesus, the Messiah, came from the line of David. Though David, the first king of Israel, committed murder and adultery, he repented and always loved God. His faith was central to his life. God called him a man after his heart. This is an encouragement for us because through David's repentance, he was able to live out the calling that God had on his life. God wants us to repent, to move forward in freedom, and to fully live out the purpose and calling he has in store for us. The sacrifice that Jesus made just 5 days after his arrival in Jerusalem gives us, as believers, the opportunity to repent and to be thankful for the lengths our God has gone to reestablish our relationship with him. Let's reflect. Take a moment to envision the scene of Jesus entering Jerusalem. How does Palm Sunday make you feel, knowing what was to come for Jesus?